All right, so I'll make it short to make sure that my colleague on my left will have some time to deliver her message as well. Thank you very much, all. I'm here to present the Blue Flag program. So before to introduce the Blue Flag program, I would like to introduce the organization behind. I'm working for the Foundation for Environmental Education, which is a non-profit, non-governmental international organization based in Denmark. But through different programs, five programs in total, two eco-certifications, the Blue Flag and the Green Key programs, and three school-based programs, eco-schools, learning about forest, and young reporters for the environment, we are trying to promote, and we hope we do well, sustainable development through environmental education worldwide. So the Foundation for Environmental Education has about 80 members in 80 different countries running these programs. What is the Blue Flag? It's a very good tourism product, but in essence, that's an environmental education program. In a nutshell, the Blue Flag is a framework for sustainability in the public and private sector. What is in this framework? We work towards bathing water quality, safety, services, environmental management, and also accessibility. For a long time, the program is 30 years old. For a long time, the accessibility in the Blue Flag program was at its minimum level, the basic level, because for a long time, the foundation and the Blue Flag program has been focusing on environment, and for the past 10 years, criteria about accessibility have been added in the set of criteria, in this set of criteria. So basically, for about a few years now, we are renewing the set of criteria. And I'm going to talk about that a bit later. I'm going to talk about the scheme, how the Blue Flag works. So all applicants, for the time being, beaches, marinas, and boat-based activities, they can apply for this certification, complying with different criteria through different topics. This certification is renewed every year with an audit certification on site. It is important to say that at the national level, this is also run by non-profit organizations, and they run what they call national juries with different stakeholders. It could be ministries, national experts, providing competencies to validate and verify applicants to be sent at the international level, where the international jury validates and certifies the sites. So for the time being, as I'm saying, we have schemes for beaches, marinas, and boat-based activities. And for a long, long time, accessibility has been a tiny part of it. Until now, the requirements for a municipality, for instance, on top of complying with national regulations, it was to have at least one beach accessible on site, not even in the water. Sorry. But it's going to change in the near future. The Blue Flag International Jury has been happy to have a new international jury member, and the foundation has been sending a memorandum of understanding with a new organization, ENAT, that you all know well here at this summit, in order to provide new requirements, a new vision for the topic accessibility within the Blue Flag program. ENAT will help us at the international level to create new criteria and to include all the forms of accessibility as international experts. Just in a nutshell, the implication of the Blue Flag program worldwide. We are present in from Canada to New Zealand, to from Brazil to Japan, from Iceland to South Africa. It is important to say that for the Blue Flag program, the international level offers an international set of criteria that all the sites worldwide must comply with, at least the required imperative criteria, and then we have optional criteria on top for the champions. And this is why this is the Read Basics, and all national organizations, they most of the time do more. And I'm gonna go a bit through different best practices to show you what's been done on site lately, and hopefully what can be replicated in the future. So for instance, in Spain, the organization in Spain, ADEAC, works also with the Foundation ONCE and ENAT as well to provide the best experiences that people can have on site. You know, all the issues with mass tourism, and this is why they want to focus on accessibility of all kind. So just a few pictures for you to see, such as an area with shades in the water, lifeguarded to make sure that everything can feel safe and enjoying the water. Or also sets of crutches freely available for people coming on site. Dominican Republic, it's another type of best practice. They've been working on Blue Flag processes for a long time. I'm happy that since they've started the Blue Flag program back in 2006, the National Council for Disability has been present as a national jury there. They've been ensuring that all Blue Flag sites at the national level in Dominican Republic are fully accessible until the water. So all Blue Flag sites offer amphibian wheelchairs over there. And they've been even further because, of course, we are trying to surround ourselves with experts, but we are not experts ourselves. So, for instance, in Dominican Republic, ConAIDS offered to train all the Blue Flag auditors to conduct audits on site, not only for the accessibility criteria, but for all, and providing wheelchairs for the auditors to understand what it is to go on site and to ensure that all criteria are in full compliance also with accessibility. Another type of best practice in South Africa, I was there in January, and that was a beautiful way to promote accessibility. WESA, the Wildlife Environment Society of South Africa, our partner running the Blue Flag there, the National Council for People with Disabilities, and Ford Motor Company Fund donated 4 amphibian wheelchairs to equip all the municipalities around Cape Town. And with the help of our international partner, AccessRec, of course, that we can find also present in the summit. And this is why I'm very proud of this best practice, because the Blue Flag program is not only for the tourism sector, this is also for local communities. I know that in South Africa, it's not only international travelers or national travelers, but this is also the people from the townships, sometimes nearby the sea, and they come and enjoy the sandy areas, and also limited mobility and other type of disabilities can be found. And this is important that the Blue Flag program can make a difference over there. And finally, this is a picture that I took myself back in June in Canada in a small Blue Flag marina in Burlington, nearby Toronto. The Blue Flag marina has been accessible as much as they can, because that's a small non-profit local marina, and they've been offering for the past few years a host for a local organization called Able Sail, offering sailing lessons for more than 200 people all along the year. And the Blue Flag marina, through complying with the criteria and also wanting to champion the criteria going and doing even more, promoting free of charge the host and the maintenance of all the equipment for this organization, and offering hopefully the best experience for the sailors in all their diversities. Finally, through these different best practices, what we do as well is to implement the Blue Flag criteria in different countries, and hopefully what we can replicate from Belgium, from Denmark, from Canada, to replicate it to Colombia, Chile, Finland, India, and so on. And that's what we try to achieve. And all the organizations here, if you are interested, please come and talk to us. If you have inputs, we're always either the national or international level. Please come to us, and we welcome all kind of inputs for sure. This is why we are very proud to definitely put partnerships in front at all level. And finally, of course, I want to thank the partners. Without them, we couldn't reach these goals. Corporate partners, Semaphore and AccessRec, and institutional partners that they take part in the international jury and expertise all along the year that provides advices for local sites as national organizations and international organizations as well. Thank you very much.